gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, welcome in. Monday morning, Three Dudes with a View. It was a sunshiny weekend for the most part, but a cold north wind made it pretty. Had to bundle up out there trying to watch the grandchildren play soccer in Ridley Park on Saturday for sure. That wind was cutting across that field. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three, dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Dale. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's kind of brisk this morning. A little frost is up on the pumpkin, huh?
Yeah, well, did you get out and try to play golf this weekend, Mr. York?
No, I didn't do it this weekend. I didn't do it. It's a little chilly.
Yeah, that north wind was just a little much. It would bite right through you. It was cold. even out in the sunshine, it was coming through. All right, regular special guest dude on Mondays. We're delighted to have him with us. 25 years, my colleague in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville, also an assistant United States Attorney, Mike Roden. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Earth Day.
Earth Day. You know, it'd be, don't you remember 2 or 3 years ago when one of those environmental wackos went out and self-immolated in front of the Supreme Court building? Wouldn't that be great if, you know, one of the Earth nuts would self-immolate every year?
Oh, man. Well, we had one of those. It may be a fad now. We had one of those outside the courthouse in New York.
Yeah.
You know, but we still don't know exactly what his thing was. It was the media described it as he was a conspiracy theorist. But I kind of still want to know what kind of conspiracies. I'm just curious. It doesn't matter. He's nuts. Whatever his particular bent was, we have to admit he's nuts. But but we don't know exactly. I haven't heard exactly what his particular bent was.
I think both Biden and Trump were in on the conspiracy that he was concerned about.
Well, probably. Yeah. He obviously a disturbed individual.
Uh-huh.
I think most of us who are Delk and I's age remember the famous Buddhist monk, or I believe he was, who self-immolated during the Vietnam War, and that was kind of the first. I was a kid then, but I was kind of the first time I ever heard someone doing that. And I was thinking, wow, you got to be really committed to your cause to do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy looked like he regretted it about 10 seconds in.
Yeah, I would think so.
But his manifesto was about the true history of the world.
Ah.
So
well, I'm curious.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, anyway, bless his heart, he went out the way I guess he intended to go out. But you're right. There may have been a second there where he had some regrets.
Oh, but anyway, well.
He went out in flames.
Went out in flames, a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
I mean, that's two in the last, 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah, that other fellow, self-immolated in front of the Israeli embassy. He was a pro-Hamas kind of guy.
He was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
passionate about some causes, but I'm not that passionate.
Yeah, it would be great. We have one of these, you know, Miami's going to be underwater people, you know, just to end it all.
No, well, you know, do you not believe the science?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Not at all.
He didn't take science in school, Mike. He didn't take any science.
Look, I think we can debate what we do.
Take common sense.
We can debate what we do about climate change, but I don't think there's much of a debate anymore that it exists.
The polar
ice caps are the biggest level they've been in a long, long time. Look it up. They bury that story.
And Al Gore said they'd be gone, yeah.
Well, they are.
Yeah, last year was one of the biggest polar ice cap additions of in a long time. So,
well, I think you can cherry pick your. So everybody here is a climate change. Except Mr. York and I are climate change deniers. Is that right?
No, don't use that word.
What word do you want me to use?
The climate always changes.
Okay, so you're denying the warming of the planet.
Well, see, y'all are the ones that don't use global warming anymore. You know, went from global warming to climate change.
Here's why we went from global warming to climate change. Because people were saying, well, it's cold today, so therefore we don't have global warming. That's the stupidest argument. Yes, it may be cold today where you live, but overall, when you take the global average, it is getting warmer.
Three things you have to believe. You have to believe the world's getting warmer, which maybe, maybe it's from El Nino, maybe not. You have to believe that it's man-made. And then you have to believe that spending trillions of dollars, we can do something about the Earth's temperature. What temperature would y'all like it to be? Just tell me what you'd like. What's the average Earth's temperature? Do you know?
No, I don't have the figures in front of me.
Okay, so it's 59.5. Would y'all like to be 59 even? Y'all think we can, you're that pious and pompous, we think Earth's temperature?
As I said, we can debate what we do about it. And that we can have a reasonable debate.
You got to believe it's happening. You got to believe it's man-made. You got to believe we can do something about it. And you believe China's going to stop.
Mike, when it gets hot this summer, you hear all of them complaining, but they won't admit to climate change.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Listen, Native Son, folks, we still got another guest here. Native Son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School. Ron Hart, welcome back.
Good morning.
77 graduate?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we graduated the same year. We're different places, obviously, but we're the same age.
He went to Memphis.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Pickett, Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
In northeast corner of Arkansas.
Well, I doubt we saw you. Okay. Detracted pulls.
Yeah. I've been moving east my entire life.
Gotcha. So why are you a Democrat? Your dad was a Democrat, your lawyer?
No, my dad was an Ike man. He was a World War II European theater. I adored Ike. Of course, Ike would be a liberal Democrat today. But he was an Ike man. I grew up in a really, oddly, in a Republican house in Yellow Dog Democrat, Arkansas at that time. I was a huge fan, still am a huge fan of Jimmy Carter. I think he was the most moral man to ever occupy the White House. So I became a great fan of Carter. Watergate before that had disillusioned me a lot. Jimmy Carter came along then and won me over for the Democrats. And I went to college at Harding University, which is very conservative, if you know anything about that. And I think I saw a lot of hypocrisy there. And so I think I think Harding's intention is to make their students more conservative, and it had the opposite effect on me. So anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of like Hillsdale College,
Very much. Probably very much so. I got a great education there.
It's less religion at Hillsdale, more freedom and constitutional type of ground. But Harding, I can see totally being that way.
Yeah, it's very much free market economics. That was their mantra. Yeah. And as I said, I got a great education there. I have a love-hate relationship with it. Had met my wife there, met lifelong friends there. I have a great relationship as far as that's concerned with the students and my friends there. But the administration, I kind of fought with a little bit. I was on the newspaper staff, so they gave me a lot of opportunity to vent.
Was there a school dance?
And get in trouble. We did not have dances, no.
Yeah. That's too bad.
No dancing.
No.
Church of Christ, no dancing.
Can I do the joke on the air that we don't have sex standing up because it looks like we're dancing? Can I do the joke on the radio? I don't know.
You just did.
Okay, I just did.
That's right. Not bad.
Right. That's a good one.
Oh,
careful in Columbia, though.
How do you come back from that, Del?
I don't know. Well, I mean, what irritates me, though, about what you said is the science is not settled. And if you just get on X right now, you can go through, you can find
X.
You can find professors.
X is your source?
You can find, go on.
That's no research.
Nobel Prize winners, physicists at Harvard have all come out and said that there is no climate emergency.
No. I don't know who you're reading, Del. That's wrong.
None of the things you two read is going to have anything about it. There are zillions of scientists out there, world-renowned scientists, saying that there is no climate crisis.
And
is a debate in science.
I bet they're well-funded by the fossil fuel
Heritage
industry.
Foundation.
Yeah, and the fossil fuel industry.
Gore said the science is settled. You know who it was? It was a grad student at Illinois Champaign, a small school in Illinois. A grad student surveyed about 10 scientists who said, the global warming is happening. That is the basis on the science that's settled. That's the basis. If you look at why, that was a grad student doing a paper who surveyed a few scientists who said the global warming is happening. So that's all that really there is. look at the recent ad about the polar ice caps in Antarctica gaining ice last year. One biggest year, third biggest year in the history of recorded time, they gained ice last year. They bury those stories.
Well, send one to me because I'd like to read that.
Seriously,
I wouldn't. I'm open to all kinds of information, but I've never heard that.
No, the big lie is that the science is settled. It's not settled. There are scientists on both sides. I don't know who's paying them, but they're out there. And I'm sure that the climate change scientists have got their patrons as well. Yeah, Clayton, what's up?
Well, I know that, you know, when I was, I think, in high school or maybe right out of high school, Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth came out, and I mean, literally said that by now that parts of Florida would be underwater. Yep. That hasn't happened. It just hasn't happened. Yeah.
The insurance industry seems to think that there's a problem down there. I will say that their rates for beachfront property down in South Florida are pretty sky high.
Well, they get hit by hurricanes all the time.
Well, they too.
Mine didn't go up at all.
Okay.
There's a lot of shore loss in Louisiana also. Insurance companies won't even touch folks down in that area.
And every time we have a really massive hurricane or other weather-related story, people say, well, we've always had that. Well, yeah, we have always had hurricanes and tornadoes and all that. But what's happening now that, to me, seems to be self-evident is that they're more frequent and they're more severe.
Oh, it's the weather, Mike.
Well, yes, but we've always had weather. No one's doubting that. What I am saying, though, it seems like every lead story on the news is a weather-related story.
I saw a picture of Plymouth Rock. And, you know, with the waves lapping against it, and the caption is, you know, ocean level the same at Plymouth Rock as it was 300 years ago.
Well, again, take a snapshot at any time, and that's probably true. But, again, we have to look at the annual global average.
You're pissing on my leg telling me it's raining. It ain't happening.
A lot of heat, too. I read a study, too, Mike, that said that they would gauge the temperature by putting thermometers at the edge of town. And then towns grew where there was asphalt, some of which were like on airport runways that had been lengthened, where the temperature gauge at the end of the runway, and they lengthened runways near asphalt. Yeah, no doubt we're putting up way too much asphalt, and cities probably are warming. But I just don't think we just tax trillions of dollars and people on this theory, this hunch you guys have, that we can change the temperature of the earth. A lot of hubris in that statement. Someone thinks they can change the temperature of the earth. You don't even know what the average temperature is. It's 59.
Scientific evidence continue to show that human activity, primarily human burn of fossil fuel, have warmed Earth's surface and its ocean bases, which in turn have continued to impact Earth's climate. That's from science, NASA.gov. That's scientific.
Yes.
Yeah. You can tell China and India to clean up their emissions.
Well, that's,
because they're
that's
we
true.
Are we
that's
are true. Much better than they are.
That is true. That is a problem.
And, well, they're going to continue. They're laughing at us. We're taking the bait on the EVs and all this other crap, and they're just building coal plants left and right. Coal prices drop. A new NASA study says Antarctic ice sheets has increased in 2023 more than it has in recent years. I'll send you that.
Send me that. I'd like to read it. All right.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, that every day you can see another scientist, and these are very prominent scientists come out and say, you know, this is not settled. We're studying it. We don't know. And none of the things that anybody predicted would happen have happened. That's the most important thing. Al Gore said Miami be underwater, what, in 2014 or
2020.
Yeah.
Just live long enough, Del. Live long enough. You'll see it.
Well, none of these things.
We've done some things.
The inconvenient truth for Al Gore is this ain't happening. So, you know, you can scare everybody you want to do. The problem is that they scare you, and the answer is more taxes given to them and more power to them.
And more reason.
The answer was more freedom for you. What?
That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Look at Solyndra.
That's what it sounds like to me, Mike. Okay. It's always tied to something economic, huh?
How many of you are going to drive an EV? Yeah, come on, folks. This is insanity.
What'd you drive
today? All right, let's break. We're breaking.
EVs ain't free.
What'd you drive in today, Mike?
Hybrid. I have a hybrid.
Duke that theory down.
Parks Motor Sales in Columbia has a large assortment of quality, new, and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, a trusted sales staff, and financing plans that fit any budget. Visit Parks once and you'll quickly discover why people all over Middle Tennessee have been buying vehicles there for more than 60 years. And factory-certified technicians can service and repair your vehicle as long as you own it. Go to ParksMotorSales.com or stop by the lot at 919 Nashville Highway and take a test drive today.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. By now you all know about Don, our service truck guy. Well, let me tell you about another member of our service team, and that's Mike Ashley. He's the guy you'll talk to when you call the office. Just call and talk to Mike one time at 931-540-0919, and you'll see why we're lucky to have him here at the Garbage Man. Thanks, Mike, for all you do to keep the Garbage Man first in service. That's 931-540-0919.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Tui from the Dr. Gill Center. Has your back been bothering you for years? Can't play golf, pick up the grandkids, garden or exercise? Tried everything and nothing works? Call the Dr. Gill Center. We have successfully helped tens of thousands of patients in Middle Tennessee, and you could be next. Call 615-880-9774 and ask about our $49 special. That's 615-880-9774. Because back pain doesn't need to be a way of life. Call me, painfree.com.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Life gets busy, and sometimes slowing down to buy your family quality food can seem impossible. This is Terry Taylor with Taylor Family Farm, and we offer local home delivery in addition to our local drop locations to help with that problem. Now you can get your favorite pastured poultry, pork, and grass-fed beef delivered right to your door. Visit TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com to find out how. We believe in healthy food, healthy people, and healthy community at Taylor Family Farm.
The Columbia Arts Council presents Artist Meetup, April 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Gallery 48, 107 West 7th Street in Columbia, Tennessee. Discover how the Arts Council can help you connect with resources and build our arts community. Join us. Complimentary refreshments, wine, and handshakes with the arts community. Artist Meetup, April 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Gallery 48. Visit www.columbiaartscouncil.com. That's www.columbiaartscouncil.com.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
Three dudes with a view. My name is Delk Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. York. All right, regular special guest dude on Mondays, Mike Roden, my colleague for 25 years in the U.S. Attorney's Office. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, a native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're down in Florida, Ron?
No, I'm in Chattanooga, my office.
Okay.
No, the
Are you in the union?
Sorry?
Are you in the union? Are you in the union?
Yeah, apparently I'm the union here.
Mike, yeah. It's amazing how the Southern governors all came on and said that people are going to lose their jobs if they vote for the union.
They will eventually.
And the Volkswagen employees, 73% of them voted for unionism.
I got because it's very simple. They'll get a little bit more money now, probably. But the next plant, next time VW decides to expand or Nissan or they're going to go, they'll more likely go to Mexico or China.
But yeah, that type of thinking is the primary reason why we don't have a heavy industrial complex in the South.
Okay.
Because the southern states fight unionism.
Look at Anderson, Indiana, 17,000 union jobs 20 years ago. Zero now. Look at Detroit, parts of Michigan, bunch of union jobs, zero now. It's not the best way to go. I just think the people are being short. It's good for them in the short term. I guarantee you, Corker fought it. He's a buddy of mine. They fought it hard.
What's wrong with negotiating for wages? What's wrong with that?
The free market price is late.
Well, that's negotiations for wages. That's the free market.
It's just the truth. When the unions come in, the plants leave. They leave.
That's a myth. When the unions.
No, it's not.
When we had strong unions in the 50s, 60s, 70s, we prospered. We have the middle class has been hollowed out since the 80s.
Well, this is la-la land.
No, that's true. It's true. It's documented.
We had the, Murray O'Hara was.
Documented where? Write your mouth out.
She tells facts. She tells more facts than Tucker Carlson does.
Go look at towns in Michigan. Why do you think all the automobile manufacturers moved south to begin with to avoid unions?
Yeah.
Correct? But they're bringing unions
because they're cheap
them, right?
bastards. That's why. Sorry.
Cheap, but everybody in business is cheap bastard. You're a cheap bastard. You'll pay the highest price you can pay for any product you can buy.
Well, they're sending American jobs overseas, and now we're bringing them back. And now we're bringing them back.
Where's your hybrid made? Is it Prius?
I'm sorry, what?
Where's your hybrid made?
I have a Maverick truck.
Oh, Maverick. It's made in America?
Damn, you're killing me. Here's the thing. Everything is made in America or made in Mexico. I mean, it's all the same these days. I mean, I don't know that yes, they have plants in Mexico, but there are foreign companies that have plants in America. It's hard to say what is American made as far as automobiles are concerned anymore.
I will concede. I think the union's less corrupt than it used to be. and the guy that's doing it right now, the guy that got the contract last time, is probably a little more straightforward than the union bosses of old.
There's no doubt there was some corruption. There's no doubt about that.
Gotti on Netflix. Gotti for all unions in New York. I mean, seeing that everything, you know. So that it has historically been very corrupt.
Oh, sure.
And monopolistic.
Well, that's
but
in
maybe
any
it's
organization,
less.
Ron. That's in any organization. Organization you worked for, Goldman Sachs, was corrupt.
Yeah, we have mafia bosses there, right, Mr. York?
they are white-collar bosses.
They are heavily regulated, and that's not true. That's another miss. You're lying. It's not true. There's sanctioned by the government. I agree with you that the government gives about five companies a monopoly because they donate money. Morgan Stanley, Goldman, Merrill Lynch. There hasn't been a new brokerage firm probably in 20, 30 years because the regulation is so prohibitive. Just do a startup.
We all know the story of Murray, Ohio, right here in Lawrenceburg, our neighboring town, which Murray, Ohio was the major employer in Lawrence County for, 50 years or so. And finally they voted in the union. 2 years later, the plant was closed. Yep, that's the way it works. And VW is, they're already, nobody's buying them. My friends in the car industry, they're priced too high. The quality and they're not competitive with other makes and models at all. And nobody's buying VWs anyway. And so that's going to contribute to their decline as well.
Nobody may be buying them around here, but if nobody was buying them, they would have gone out of business a long time ago.
Well, they're struggling out there.
They also have Audi, I think, as well. But they're building the Atlas, I think, here in Chattanooga, the big one, the big car over there. That's going to be, I don't know. I'm not a VW person myself, but were they building in Columbia, Spring Hill? They building SUVs over there, Escalades?
They build all sorts of things here. Of course, the big one is the Lyric, and the Cadillac EV, and nobody's buying them, and they're having, by all reports I'm hearing, they're having troubles with them. I dare you to go by a Chevrolet dealer or a Cadillac dealer and see a Lyric on the lot.
Duck, we have a mutual friend, Lee Denneke, who owns a Tiguan. Is it? Well, I believe it's how it's pronounced. The Volkswagen
Tiguan.
Tiguan, yeah. And he loves it. So,
Like an okay car.
I just thought it was appalling for a governor who's got Blue Oval coming here, who's got GM plant here, who's got the Altman plant, to stand up and say that you're going to lose jobs when plants are bringing jobs here.
Can we agree that Bill Lee is having...
They brought him historically when it's non-union, but if you go union, he's right. You will lose jobs in the future. Future jobs will be gone.
They are coming with union employees, Ron.
Well, the thing
GM
is...
GM did.
Just like GM and Saturn did. They brought union workers down here
I'll tell you what.
And the Ford plant
and Volkswagen Mercedes were not in the South. It's a right-to-work state. And maybe the unions are maybe harder to become a problem in right work states because you have to pay union dues, so they vote 73%, 72% to be union. Do the other 28% have to or 27% have to join the union?
Not in Tennessee.
Don't have to. Not in Tennessee. Okay. In Alabama either. Mercedes plant down in Alabama is contemplating going union.
Every VW plant was union except for this one. So,
German unions are totally different than American unions. They're not the destructive.
It's not a German union.
There's a joke there,
workers,
but I'm not touching it.
Yeah, no, but their attitude toward unions is a little bit different. I bet if you plot a chart, Mr. York and Mike, of growth of automobile manufacturing plants in the South of the last 30 years, and it'll be an upward trend. I will guarantee you that trend will flatten to go down in the future because of unions.
Well, the future will tell.
What it supports is the supporting businesses around the plant. Not necessarily the plant is non-union. It's all the businesses that support that plant were non-union. I know when GM came down here, Saturn came down here, they set up small plants in Pulaski, in Lewisburg, so that they would not have to be a union because Tennessee has a right to work.
Right. There's a multiplier effect of a big plant, right? So they will outsource a lot of different things, and also restaurants and things like that, builders. There's a ripple effect, no doubt about it.
Can we agree that Bill Lee is having a no good, horrible very bad day. Week or month.
I don't see why you rejoice in that so much.
He's standing on his principles.
Let's circle back here. I mean, that's, you know, unions are not a good thing, and they
I disagree.
Clayton, I'll be your union steward.
Well, that's you know.
My father-in-law was a union electrician.
The Germans are much less. They're used to unions in Germany, which are an entirely different animal. They work those German unions work collaboratively with the companies which they where they work, and it's not the destructive type relationship that unions typically bring to companies in the United States, and it's entirely different. Now, what you are going to see, though, is particularly our Asian friends who are thinking about expanding or locating plants, you know, Korea or Japanese here in the Southeast. They're going to be no, we're out of here. They're not going to.
Mr. York, by unionized high school shop class.
But, well, I'm probably the only one here that was part of a union when I started working for Bell South and then moved into management and was out of the union. So I know both sides of the story.
My father-in-law was a union electrician in the D.C. area, from Manassas, Virginia, and the IBEW. And, he had a great life, great pension. And he would be turning in his grave if I didn't defend unions right here.
Well, okay. I mean, I get it. Meanwhile, you know, the other thing that you say Bill Lee's having a bad week about, and that's Scott Spicky was on with us on Friday morning with Jim Ross. And I also heard an announcement from the governor's office this morning. The voucher, the education scholarship concept or bill in Tennessee is dead for this year. It could be revived again in the legislative session next year, but the voucher bill is dead for this session of the Tennessee legislature. Now, the more interesting thing, though, is why it failed. It failed because the Senate and the House couldn't agree. Of course, if they can't agree, then there's no bill. And what's more interesting there, though, is that the Senate, and again, I'm no voucher fan, but the Senate and the House were agreed that the voucher plan, they were agreed on the basic voucher plan. What the Senate would not agree to are the additional provisions in the House bill, notably the one that provided a better health insurance plan for teachers and the one that reformed and eliminated all this excessive testing that everybody seems. I mean, every end of the spectrum seems to, you know, liberal, conservative, teacher, you know, oriented, whatever. School reform people. I mean, I have not heard anybody who has said that we shouldn't reform and reduce the number of tests we're giving these kids. And that was part of the House bill. And the Senate, that's what the Senate said. No, we can't go along with reduced reform on testing. No, we can't go along with better health insurance for teachers. And this just flabbergasted me. That's what the hang up was, and why the Senate feels that way, I don't know. I think, as far as I know, my understanding is Representative Hensley, you know, was fine with the House version of the bill. But, you know, why shouldn't we? I mean, better health insurance for teachers, reducing the insane number of tests we're doing, and who knew that there was this huge lobby for testing, which has got to be funded by the people who selling the tests to us. I mean, they had four.
It's always been the case.
They had four full-time lobbyists lobbying four tests over in the Senate. You know,
and we don't have an educational commissioner that really knows details and research on testing.
Well, everybody, you agree we need less testing, don't you, Mr. Orr?
Yeah, I agree. We need to stop taking one test to determine if a student is moving forward or moving backwards. I mean, that's absurd.
All sides, all people looking at it have said, you know, less testing. And yet the Senate was apparently lobbied to the ground by the protest people, whoever those are.
We ought to, you know, instead of testing, they ought to just have performance.
All right. Aggressive performance.
Again,
like I said, everybody seems to agree. We got too much testing in public schools in Tennessee. Let's take a break and come back.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Art Deco period jewelry is classic, and we carry some beautiful rings, necklaces, and earrings. Art Deco fashion was one of the major artistic influences in the 1920s and 30s. The look has endured till today. Stop by Tillis Jewelry and see for yourself our collection of engagement rings to beautiful necklaces. I'm sure we'll find a special piece just for you.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Heller Smart. Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Heller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyheller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Announcing two big days of celebration at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's brand new Spring Hill location at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, April 24th. Everyone is invited. On Thursday, April 25th at 11 a.m., Contractor Appreciation Day. Refreshments served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering has a long-standing reputation for outstanding customer service. Locally owned and family operated since 1946. Zach Maddox is now the third generation owner and operator, following his grandfather, Ralph Maddox, and his father, Zeke Maddox. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering offers a full line of paints featuring Benjamin Moore, window treatments, wallpaper, and so much more. That's 11 a.m., April 24th and 25th. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's ribbon cutting, grand opening, and contractor appreciation celebrations. 2001 Campbell Station Parkway in Spring Hill, just off Highway 31 North, next to the Spring Hill Academy and Preschool. Give them a call, 931-674-1985, or visit Columbia Paint and Wall Covering online at paintcolumbia.com.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Some people are just obsessed with their lawns. They'd cut their grass with a pair of scissors if they could. Thanks to Gravely, they don't have to. You see, Gravely makes not only the best built and most comfortable lawnmowers, but they also leave your house looking like a doggone country club. So whether you're a commercial landscaper wanting the best or just a perfectionist homeowner, you can't do better than a Gravely.
See our full line of Gravely products at Murray County Equipment, 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia, Tennessee, or check us out on Facebook.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with a View, Monday edition. Big, I think it's supposed to get warm this week. Spring's here. Summer's coming. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three, dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim Yard. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Regular special guest dude on Monday now, Mike Roden, my former colleague in the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Good morning, everybody.
And Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
All right, folks, over late last week, the Biden administration issued a new set of rules modifying Title IX. Of course, Title IX was meant to provide parity, equality for women in sports. However, the Biden administration is going to turn Title IX on its head by now saying that gender identification is a protected class. So if you're a man who identifies as a woman, that is discrimination if the school or university discriminates you against you based upon gender identity. This means, and this primarily affects our colleges and universities, but our secondary schools, our high schools, do get Title IX money. Mm-hmm. And so they may well be affected as well. This means men can take academic and athletic scholarships from women. Men can have full access to women's bathrooms and locker rooms. Men can be housed in women's dorms. Worst of all, students and faculty members alike are going to be forced to use preferred pronouns. Now, these changes will take effect, you know, over the next year or so. Congratulations, Democrats, really getting out there.
Where are you getting your information from on the first two things about men taking scholarships away and men have access to the locker rooms?
If you can't discriminate based upon gender identity, then you can't discriminate against a man who identifies as a woman who applies for a scholarship.
No. Okay. So when you mentioned that this was going to be something you wanted to talk about today, I wasn't following this because I don't live in the right-wing echo chamber.
All right, go for it.
So I did some research on this, and basically what has happened is they have revised Title IX. There was a Supreme Court case called Bostock versus Clayton County in 2020, in which this conservative Supreme Court said that the Civil Rights Act of 64 protects gay and transgender workers from workplace discrimination. So the Trump administration had held that transgender students were not protected under that ruling. The Biden administration is basically saying, yeah, they are. And the usual suspects, Betsy DeVos, basically has gone completely bananas about this and is it's the same type of fear that was engendered, oh gosh, when I was a kid regarding the ERA, that all if you pass the ERA, all these horrible things are going to happen. And it's fear. It's fear tactics. It's a fear tactic to distract from the real issues we should be discussing in this country, which is the threat to democracy. And
threat to democracy.
Yeah, threat to democracy. Well, because
what's the threat to democracy? Define that.
Because Donald Trump has said that he's going to be a dictator on day one.
So
let's start there.
So basically shut down speech on campuses, jailing your enemies. That's not threatening democracy, what you guys are doing. Jailing your enemies. Going after the ex-president.
Who says jailing our enemies? We have jailed people who committed acts of insurrection. Yeah. Yeah, they've been crimes.
Hasn't been charged with insurrection.
No.
Well, they've...
You're charged with an Enron...
This is cuckoo looney tune world.
Well, they've been charged with other things besides that one. Yeah, but the point is, name me somebody who has been jailed because of their political beliefs only.
If your granddaughter's on the basketball team at Columbia Central and a 6'6 guy shows up and takes her spot on the basketball team, you're okay with that?
That's not covered by what you're talking about here. In fact, this rewrite of Title IX, or revision of Title IX, specifically avoids the topic of sports. Yes, there's been a lot of discussion about what it might mean, all this, but it does not reflect that. That is an issue that. Yeah, I do have concerns about that.
How can you talk about Title IX and not talk about sports? That's what it's all about.
It's talking about discrimination and harassment
based on gender identity. And what flips Title IX on its head.
It's the same thing that we used to do. We used to do a lot of sexual harassment cases when we were at the U.S. Attorney's Office. And I did seminars on this. And if someone says, I don't like to be touched, and you're a hugger, you're a toucher, and you don't mean anything by it, but you touch that person in a friendly way and they recoil and they say, I don't like to be touched. Okay. You've now been placed on notice that person does not like that. If you continue to do it then after that, then yeah, you probably have a problem. Now it's the same thing. If someone says, I identify as a gender different from my birth, and I want to be called he or she, whatever it is, and you put on notice of that. And then again, the first time, okay, fine, you made a mistake. But if you continue to do it, especially if you continue to do it with sort of an agenda behind it, and you can tell if you're purposely calling them by a name that they don't like or don't prefer, then yeah, I think it's harassment at that point.
Well, this gender
identity.
There's
less than 1% of people that identify.
And that's the other thing. Exactly. Exactly. To hear conservatives talk about this, you think that it was the new dance craze, that everybody was doing it. Look, we're talking about a very small sliver of the population that this affects, especially in places like Murray County, probably. And then of that sliver of the population,
Condescending liberalism.
How am I being condescending? I'm stating facts.
You just insulted Murray County.
I did not. I said there's probably not that many, in Murray County who will be affected by this. That's all I said, and that's all I meant. I think that's true.
But of that sliver
of the population that identify as transgender or queer or non-binary, there is an even smaller sliver who want to do sports, And so that is an issue, and I will agree. We got to figure out what to do about that because I agree that isn't. But the swimmer at Penn, from
the Riley girl, the swimmer at Penn, the guy, the trans.
It's an issue. I will agree with that. We got to figure something out.
I think the right wing is kind of fanning this up a little more than they should. I was totally. Remember, North Carolina did the transgender bathroom thing where it hurt them. Transgenders aren't pedophiles. That's a different union, right? So this notion that a man goes in a woman's bathroom or whatever, pedophiles are not transgender, right? Everybody kind of conflates the two.
No, they're different.
They're usually males. They're usually youth ministers.
Well, this just turns Title IX on its head. Title IX was supposed to provide parity, equality for women, and now it flips it on its head to provide parity, equality for men who identify as women.
Look, nobody's saying it's destructive to women,
and it's destructive in all sorts of ways to student life and to the original goals of Title IX, and I hope eventually some court will undo it. Now, who doesn't believe, though, that the Biden administration would that they could? They've issued the rules. Let's see how they get out there and try to enforce them. But
this was a promise that he made when he ran in 2020.
I have said that over and over and over again. You pull me one bit of audio where Biden ran on a transgender platform.
I didn't say he ran on a transgender platform, but this was something that he pledged to do because there was a lot of people who were upset.
He did run on that.
There were a lot of people who were upset.
He didn't run on what, Ron?
He ran on to get rid of fossil fuels. There's about eight different clips of him saying he's going to get rid of fossil fuels.
Yeah, he did run on that, but he never said a word about a transgender agenda, which has been the centerpiece of the Biden domestic agenda.
We've had more drilling under Biden than we've had under
Lord.
Trump. That is documented.
Centerpiece has been economic development under the Biden administration.
No, it hasn't.
We are more self-sufficient.
We came out of a COVID. You laid everybody off on COVID, and of course jobs are going to increase after you make everybody lay everybody off.
All right.
We are more self-sufficient.
Meanwhile, in Memphis, in a place called Orange Mound, the Democrats, and what we've got down in Memphis now is a George Soros-funded DA and a mayor who wants to defund the police. And so in Orange Mound, Memphis, they had a Pot Day celebration last Saturday. All right, play it, Clayton. This is Memphis last Saturday.
How is that different from Memphis on a Tuesday? Sounds like Tuesday. Sounds like Tuesday in Memphis.
Nashville on any day.
Look.
In Orange Mound, Memphis.
Okay.
These are all Democrats. And,
How do you know they're all Democrats?
Did you take a poll?
Yeah, a lot of Republicans. That's really a Republican small
More gunfire than Eastern Ukraine. You know.
They're probably non-voters is what they are, probably.
They probably are non-voters.
Somebody votes for them.
Vote now.
Well, listen.
It doesn't mean that
the
vote wasn't cast in their name.
I lived in Memphis for 3 years.
Before their dad will still vote, I'm pretty sure.
You still own the fraudulent elections? That's 4 years ago.
No, it's not. It's right now.
All right. I lived in Memphis for 3 years. I went to law school back when it was Memphis State. I grew up in Northeast Arkansas, where Memphis is the big city to go to. I love Memphis. It's a crazy town. They've always had problems. It's always been, unfortunately, a lot of racial problems. It's just a nutty town, okay?
Well, what's different?
Just like Antioch. Just a nutty part of Nashville.
Well, you've got a George Soros DA in Memphis now. That's new. And you've also got a mayor who wants to defund the police. That's new.
Well, I hope crimes will be prosecuted. And if people have committed crimes, and it sounds like they were committing some crimes, I hope they're prosecuted.
I wonder if Trump's family going to come in this week at the trial.
Melania might go.
Why do you wonder, Ms. Yor?
I just hadn't seen any support. I know when Corn was under trial, his daughter with a bad leg showed, and his wife showed the support.
Oh, this whole show is just, again, once again, sad me as to the
future. We'll talk about it next
week.
The rule of law, baby, the rule of law.
Good. Yeah, they're having that in Memphis, all right.